The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Happy Hour. So, how many of you are new to Happy Hour? Great, bunch of people are new, fantastic. So, it's an hour of practicing practices of loving kindness, compassion, vicarious joy, gratitude, all the heart practices that are both really wonderful in their own right, and they're also they're supportive of mindfulness practice. So I'll say a few words about the practice before we start and about what we're going to be doing tonight. And then basically the bulk of our time together is a guided meditation that we'll do together, about half hour or so. And after that, there will be some time for conversation and sharing and Q&A. And we'll wrap it up by 7. So the practice we'll be doing tonight is a practice of loving kindness, or metta in Pali, M-E-T-T-A in Pali. And it's a practice of cultivating friendliness and goodwill towards ourselves, towards others. And we all have a sense of friendliness and goodwill. It's our birthright. But a lot of times our minds go towards the negative, towards the difficult, towards what is not goodwill and friendliness, but the opposite of it. So this is a practice of cultivation. So we're not trying to create, but we're cultivating what's already there. It's already there. But we are bringing more and more attention to it. And as the Buddha says, whatever you ponder about becomes the inclination of your mind. Whatever you think about more and more. And we know that that's becomes the inclination of your mind. That's where your mind usually goes. And we know that nowadays, especially with research in neuroscience, the more you think about something, the more you engage in particular thoughts, they become habits of the mind. Those connections, the neuronal connections, become stronger and stronger. So if you are inclining your mind towards thinking kind, friendly, goodwill, then that becomes the inclination of your mind. That becomes the habit of your mind. That's what just comes up naturally. If you spend more and more of your time worrying, being stressed, thinking ill thoughts of yourself, judging yourself and others, guess what? That becomes a knee-jerk reaction of the mind. And which space do you want to live in? Who do you want to be? So it's a cultivation process and practice, not a creation. And just to say that it's also a purification practice of loving kindness. So we'll be doing a practice tonight together, and sometimes you might notice that the opposite comes up. Say you bring someone to mind, and you're trying to wish them well, as I will instruct you in a moment. And then in the middle of it, an argument you had 20 years ago and you haven't thought about at all, that argument comes to mind. It's okay. You're not doing the practice wrong. It's a purification practice. It means things that are still there but haven't quite been processed satisfactorily, they will come up. And they will be processed. You'll sit with them and you'll let them to wash through you, so that the love and the care, the goodwill you have for this person will be even more wholesome, more pure, more unconditional as time goes on. And it might take time. So again, if the opposite comes up, don't worry, you're not doing it wrong. And also, if you're not experiencing this universal love, affection, care, that's okay too. It might just be very subtle. It might just be saying the phrases, one phrase at a time, just planting the seed, inclining the mind, tiny bit, tiny bit, tiny bit. And you have no idea when those seeds are going to germinate and they will flower. They may not be tonight, may not be tomorrow, but you're planting the seed, you're inclining your mind. And that's all we can do as human beings. So before we start, I'd like to ask you, especially if you're new here, and even if you're not, to make sure you are sitting comfortably. Whether you're sitting in a chair or a cushion makes no difference. And take this moment to go out and get yourself some extra cushions and props and soft things, because practice of metta, this kindness, it starts with kindness to the body. Those who arrived early were doing some stretching, being kind to our bodies, who have been working all day and have been ignored. And now, the practice of metta, loving kindness, starts with, okay, body, what do you need? How can you be comfortable in this moment? And you really don't have to grin and bear it. For this practice, if in the middle of the practice you're sitting on the floor and it's like, oh my goodness, I can't do this, I want to sit on a chair, don't worry, it's okay. Get up and sit on a chair, please. It becomes practice of kindness to yourself, to this body, okay? So with that, I invite you, if you're sitting in a chair, to allow your feet to be flat on the ground. Allow your shoulders to roll back a little bit and rest your arms. And if you're sitting on a cushion, allow your torso to be supported from the inside, as if it's being pulled up and supported from the inside without you trying to hold it up so much. There's an integrity, structural integrity from the inside. You can imagine that there is a thread connecting to the top of your head, just gently pulling your spine up. You don't have to do anything. It's just happening on its own. You're sitting tall. And then allow your body, your muscles to soften, to relax as much as possible, to melt. Your face melting, your arms, your hands, your chest, your belly. Lower abdomen, groin, legs, upper legs, lower legs, feet, just your whole body, soften, relax, let it melt. In this moment, softening this body with kindness. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but just to sit and fully inhabit this body. Letting the breath come and go on its own. Letting the breath be breathed by itself. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to breathe. The breath breathes itself. Simply noticing the gentle breath, life-giving breath. Coming and going. Noticing the sensations of breathing in the belly. Or the chest or nostrils. Or the whole movement. Whatever is simplest. Allowing yourself, allowing your body to relax. And enjoy the calming, the soothing, friendly breath as it goes in and out. In breath, out breath. like a lullaby, calming and settling, soothing. Making sure your body remains relaxed and soft. When the body is soft and relaxed, the mind too can become soft and relaxed. And if you find that your mind wanders and is resting on a thought, a memory, a plan, has got on a train, a thought train, and it's far, far away, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. That's what happens in this practice. Simply notice what the mind is resting on right now. What thought, memory, emotion, sensation, feeling, whatever it is, just note it. Clearly recognize it. As if you're seeing an old friend, oh, I see you, okay, yeah. Then without any judgment, with kindness, with gentleness, invite the awareness, the attention to come and rest and the sensations of breathing within the body, and simply to calm the mind, to collect the mind. There's nothing wrong with thinking per se. And we try to settle the mind so that it's more ready, it's more malleable, more available. It's like softening a Play-Doh so that you can make it into a shape that's needed. Softening the mind, calming the mind. In breath, out breath. We'll start the formal practice of loving kindness in a few minutes after we've settled some more. In breath, out breath. And now I invite you to bring to mind someone in your life who's done something kind, something thoughtful for you. Maybe today, in recent times or at some point in your life. It doesn't matter. It could be someone you know well. It could be someone you don't know, maybe a stranger who did something really kind for you or thoughtful, whom you felt grateful to. And if there are a lot of people coming to mind, you don't have to choose one, it's okay. You can have a whole circle of benefactors with whom we'll be practicing in the moment. But if it's possible to just choose one person, that's okay too. You can have a simple practice, simplify. Simplify whenever possible. Choosing one person who's been kind, you just feel a sense of gratitude to them. Might have been a simple act. Maybe your hands were full and they opened the door for you and you felt, oh, so grateful. Or again, someone you know well in your life who's done a lot for you, who's been there for you. There's a sense of gratitude. So it could be a simple act or a big one. It doesn't matter. For the purpose of this exercise, perhaps even keeping it simple in a simple act. Maybe today, somebody was kind to you, maybe a friend called you, was thinking about you. So bring that person to mind. And we'll refer to them for the purpose of this practice, we'll refer to them as your benefactor. Having a felt sense, an image of this person, as if they're sitting in front of you. Bring to mind their kindness, their kind act, gesture, words, whatever it was. And bring that to mind. And see what it feels like in your body, in your heart. What comes up? Maybe a smile comes up. Maybe there's just a gentle, tender sense of gratitude, of appreciation. Maybe there's just a simple thank you. Thank you. Very simple. And from that recognition, the recognition of gratitude, the simple thank you, recognizing the common humanity, recognizing that like you, they're a human being and they have goodness in them. There's kindness, there's care. They too want to be happy. And from a place of appreciation, wishing them well, may they be happy. May they have well-being in their body, well-being in their mind. May they be happy, may they know joy. And staying connected both with the image of them and the heart connection, which could be very simple, a sense of gratitude for what they've done for you. And from this place, from this connection, from this appreciation, sense of gratitude, allow the loving kindness phrases, the goodwill phrases to flow from that feeling. And I'll share some of the traditional phrases, and you're welcome to say these silently, reciting them, or make up your own. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. as much as possible. May you be happy. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. May you be healthy and strong as much as possible. And may your life flow with ease. May you have ease. Or you could simply say, may you be happy, may you be well. May you be happy, may you be well. Or it could be, thank you, I wish you well. And sometimes if it feels like no words are necessary and just holding them with kindness, with goodwill, that's okay too. And yet for some people, saying the phrases in whichever shape or form can sustain, can be planting seeds with every phrase. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Keeping the image of the person in mind. And the feeling of gratitude, the heart connection. The heart connection, really, this practice flows from that. I wish you well. May you be happy. May you be well. May you enjoy good fortune. May you enjoy ease. May you be well in every way. May you be safe and protected from harm. May there be every blessing for you. May there be every goodness for you. Whatever phrases work for you. If at any point the practice loses its brightness, hang in there. It helps to make the image of this person more bright in your mind's eye and really connect with a sense of gratitude with what they've done for you with that story. Resting the sensations, the feelings that come up, and letting the phrases, continuing the phrases, like a thread, a life thread of this practice hanging in there. And if your mind wants to bring in more people that you're grateful for, that's okay too. Wishing them goodwill. Practicing loving kindness for them. It's okay. For this particular practice session today, we don't have to be strict and just stick to one person. There are times that staying with one person makes sense. And today we can be more flexible. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and joyful. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life have ease in every way. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. Sometimes it's supportive to synchronize the phrases or just the words with the in-breath and the out-breath. Try that and see if that works for you. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. Explore in silence for a few more minutes so you have time to really explore on your own this practice. So for this part of happy hour evenings, we practice interactive loving kindness. So I'll explain to you what that is. So the part of sharing and holding space, in a moment I'll invite you to get into groups of three and I'll time you. And it's really a practice. It's really a practice of listening and speaking. And you can share as little as you want or as much as you want. Each person will have a couple of minutes about to share what this practice was like for you, what came up, what didn't come up. And if your sharing is, it was terrible, I fell asleep, I didn't follow it at all, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be authentic. Whatever it is, it's all okay. And in terms of practice, the two people who are holding space and listening, doing listening practice, really holding a space of metta, of loving kindness, and listening with your whole body, and listening as if the person who's speaking can say nothing wrong. This is a practice, right? It's a pretty radical practice because we're always judging in our minds, oh, the next thing I'm going to say, and oh, I have the answer to that, or I have a comment, oh, that's like me. Like, no, none of that. Nothing. It's a monologue. You're not interrupting. You're not going, You're just holding space. They can say nothing wrong. Everything they say lands in a space of care. It's okay. Friendliness. Okay? And the person who's speaking, again, share as little or as much as you want. So is that okay with everyone? And if you don't feel comfortable being a part of this, you don't have to. It's an invitation. You can sit in the back row and kind of wait it out, and that option is available to you. And I do suggest, even if it's a bit of an edge for you, to engage and see what it's like to hold a space of non-judgment. It's just a simple little exercise, you know, and also to speak in that space. What does it feel like? It's more the process that's more important, not so much what you say. Is that okay? Yeah, and I'll time you. I'll time and I'll ring the bell. Each person, maybe we'll just have a couple of minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, not very long at all. Yeah? So just look around, form groups of three. We might need time for comments and for questions. Bring it on. What worked, what didn't, anything you noticed. It's all good. Share your wisdom or your questions with everybody. And you can comment either about the practice itself or about the process that we went through of holding space for each other and anything, please. Oh, wait, well, if you would be so kind as to take that and then turn it on and then hold it close. a lot of requirements. Is the green light on? Try again. Do you have a green light? Still no green light.
Test.
How about you?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold it a little closer.
So the question I had, one of the thoughts I was having was, it feels a little contrived.
Yeah.
You're saying the words, be safe, be healthy, be happy, be seized.
Yeah.
It almost feels like you're brainwashing yourself.
You're brainwashing yourself. Yeah, okay.
Right. Didn't seem quite natural.
Yeah. So tell me what else is coming. So it doesn't feel natural to you. It feels like brainwashing. It feels, what else? Feels, there was another word you used.
Contrived.
Contrived. Yeah, so what do all of those bring up? So there was a sense of, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't, you're not trusting it. You're not trusting it, or you're not used to it, or is this really working? There's so many different angles that I'm hearing that the mind is like, whoa, no, this is this. So tell me, what which of the various flavors is it? Let's explore it together.
Yeah, I mean, I did part of the process.
Hold it closer if you.
Mom.
Yeah.
And thought about a kind person. And it felt good there. Felt safe.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Great. Okay. Well, terrific. So, yay. So it felt safe. It felt good. It felt comfortable. Great. So those are feelings of metta, loving kindness. So that all sounds great. That is tapping and feeling into these feelings that are already there, which is great. So when does it, where does the mind then kind of mistrust? It's like, whoa, this is not right. So let's explore that aspect together.
So maybe when you're getting judgmental, or when you react to when somebody's saying, why do you think I'm doing that? Or why don't you trust me? Or that's the time when you, I guess, you need metta, right?
Yeah. It's like going to the gym, so your body is strong, the muscles are strong. So when you need to lift a rock to help support, someone or yourself, the muscles are already strong. So this is, in a way, you can think about it that way, right? It becomes, you have the metta muscle, that becomes the inclination of the mind. Let's say, so many stories I can share with you, but let's say you're in an argument. This has happened to me. I'm having a discussion. I'm having a discussion with someone, and all of a sudden I feel like, I feel kindness towards them. I'm like, where did that come from? I'm having an argument with this. It's like I see their common humanity in the middle, and I'm not doing it in that moment. I, Nikki, isn't doing that. It's kind of the inclination of the mind that has been built up, and all of a sudden, instead of the angry thought that would usually come up, the kind thought comes, like who ordered this? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's there, it's just lying under.
Yeah, it becomes more accessible, it becomes more available when you least expect it, or the times that, I'm hurting, instead of saying, you shouldn't have done this, instead of the regular self-judgment, what then comes up is like, it's okay, sweetie, it's okay, dear. It just, I'm not doing it at that point.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because the practice is there. It's a tendency of the mind that becomes more available. So, does that make sense now?
Yeah.
Great, thank you. Other questions or comments? Yeah, over there. Here it comes.
Hello? Okay. So I had a hard time because I was feeling very emotional, and I was feeling a a lot of fear when I was meditating. Yeah. And the person that I was trying to send loving kindness to, I was trying to send loving kindness to that person because they have a health condition. Mm. And I recently was dealing with some health stuff. And so there was just too much fear. So I was having a really hard time actually having the loving feelings kind coming up. And I actually just felt more sadness for most of it.
Of course. Of course. And that's exactly what needed to happen. So what I suggest you do next time, if that happens, then you redirect the kindness, the metta, to yourself. Mm. Hold yourself with the kindness. You hold the sadness with the kindness. You hold the fear with kindness. Mm. Because that's what is happening. That's the truth of that moment, right? Otherwise, you'll be like, no, I'm going to ignore you. I really want to send metta to my friend who's suffering. Like, wait a minute. I'm the one who's suffering right now. I have the fear. This is what's alive right now. Mm-hmm. So being responsive to what is happening right here, right now, not fabricating, but responding to it.
And then I noticed it actually helped in the group session, because then when I was talking, I was actually feeling more my own feelings, and I teared up a little, and then it actually felt much better after.
great. So. Lovely. And also what you just shared about being held witness by others, when you actually say, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You also hear it yourself, like, wait, I'm hurting. There's a tenderness, and that allowed you in the moment to hold your own pain, which helped it to be held and processed. Lovely. Thank you. What else? Questions or comments? Right here. Is it on? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you told us about planting the seeds, because it certainly is approaching it, the seeds.
Great.
And you know, I could feel that there was a barrier to it. And we kind of went via that path. I wanted to ask, the phrase may, sort of turned into prayer. I'd like to be intellectual about this, but the difference between prayer and meditation.
I am so glad you brought this up, because I was actually going to comment on it during the guided meditation, but I thought, oh, no, I'll wait until later, and usually later I forget. So I'm so glad you brought it up. So, it's interesting because practicing loving kindness sometimes can sound like you're praying. May you be healthy. I really want you to be healthy. Are you healthy yet? Calling the person, you know, it can feel like prayer. Whereas, so there's some aspects that are similar and some aspects that are different. So the aspect that is similar is goodwill of the heart that is shared, the wish for somebody else's well-being. So that is in common. What is different is that in prayer, there is an attachment to outcome. I pray for you so you will be healthy. May you be healthy. May the universe, God, whoever, may this person, I want this outcome. Whereas in this practice, there's no attachment to outcome for that person to be healthy or happy, and they may not be. They may actually have a difficulty with their health and this and that. So there's not so much. You're just sharing the blessing. You're just dropping it in the ocean. And also the difference. Another difference. So that's one difference. The other difference is we do this practice for cultivating our own heart. We're cultivating our own heart. It's not so much attachment to the outcome from wanting an outcome in the world, and cultivating our own heart to be kind, to be gentle, to be friendly towards others and ourselves is the biggest gift. That's the difference. It may not happen overnight. It's planting seeds, back to planting seeds. Exactly. We have time for one more quick question or comment, if any. Okay, here, last one.
couple things. When I was listening and trying to create that open space, there was a familiarity there, which was with my meditation practice, because in certain moments it felt like I should make some sort of mental connection or give some sort of signal, but I would just notice that and draw back to just trying to be there, creating that space. Mm-hmm. And that process of listening was similar to the feeling that I had when I meditated, kind of a quiet peacefulness.
Nice.
And that when I was thinking positive thoughts for this person who's been kind to me, it made me feel more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of that process recently when I, with your suggestion, used a meta meditation as kind of an antidote to anxiety that I was feeling, and it helped a lot. And that was clear because my anxiety was so tied to not being kind towards myself and thinking, well, that face, the meditation was kindness towards myself. But I mean, that was the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
It became like radically clear.
Nice.
That's the interesting thing about the meditation, that they cultivating your own heart.
Yeah.
How it's, you know, you're cultivating that same kindness towards yourself.
Yeah.
That can be a real cause of suffering.
Yeah. Right on. I don't have anything to add. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly that.
So thank you.
Thank you. It's a great note to end on. Thank you. Yeah. So thank you all for coming tonight and practicing together, practicing loving kindness metta. May you all be happy. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you have ease in your lives. And may all beings everywhere be happy. Good night, and come back to happy hour. Oh, and one thing I forget, I'd like to mention is, many of you already know the center is supported by donations, Donna. There's a box as you go out. So that's all, folks. Good night.